This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today's economic release of note is the Fed's enticingly named Beige Book. We'll get our hands on it this afternoon. For a look at that and the morning's other data, I've got Gus Fauché here with me live. He is senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group. Hello, Gus.
Good morning.
All right, the Beige Book. Sounds boring, but remind us why it's such an important read and what do you hope to see?
Well, the Beige Book is a summary of economic conditions across the country from the various regional Federal Reserve banks. And the Fed uses this when it sets monetary policy. So when it's deciding what to do with interest rates, the Beige Book, you know, kind of anecdotal reports of what's going on in the economy is used to inform that decision.
And what do you hope to see in there later this afternoon?
Well, I think that the Beige Book is going to show continued modest growth. You know, economic growth has softened slightly from late 2011, early 2012. Now, we did get a good employment report, so it'll be interesting to see if that's reflected in the anecdotal reports that are in the Beige Book and whether that indicates that growth is picking back up again.
Already this morning, we've got the weekly data for home mortgage applications. The Mortgage Bankers Association says those continued to surge last week. But Gus, how much of this is just people refinancing because the Fed's keeping rates low? And how much is a real housing rebound?
Well, we've seen purchase mortgage originations increase for three straight weeks, and it looks like demand for housing continues to improve. Rates remain very low as a result of Federal Reserve efforts to reduce mortgage rates. Affordability is incredibly high, given the low rates and the big price declines that we've seen. And so households with job gains and income growth are looking to purchase homes, and that's supporting economic growth.
Gus Fauché, senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group. Thanks.
Thank you.